We had the distinction of having been dispossessed from an apartment in 1926 at the height of prosperity. But we had foresight. We knew the crash was coming and we didn't want to get into the bad habit of living well, so we started early. This talented 13-year-old, who would leave high school in another few months to become an apprentice actor in the workshop of the famous actress Evola Gallien, was a kindred spirit with whom Lenny had had many profound discussions during their first year at Harris. Larry also hung around the neighborhood because his home life was so depressing. He was part of a group of boys who were interested in hypnosis. One of them was a good subject and someone would put him in a deep sleep and put a penny on his arm suggesting it was hot. To their amazement, it left a burn mark on the boy's arm. It was Larry, therefore, to whom Lenny first entrusted our precious secret. Larry reacted predictably with skepticism but went along for the ride. He became an instant believer. In his very first sitting, after a short wait, we got movement of the bridge table at which we sat, and some rapping sounds. Larry was hooked. By the third sitting we got an extremely powerful levitation. The table actually rose far above our heads so that we found ourselves in the peculiar position of feeling that we were holding it down. Larry, who was 3 or 4 inches shorter than we were, complained that he could no longer reach the table top. Leonard said, "Hold on to the legs." Larry grabbed the legs and pulled. The table, which usually gentled itself down, came crashing to the floor, fracturing one of its legs in the process. The three of us met on and off for the next year or so obtaining movements, tiltings, levitations, and raps, or knocking sounds that seemed to emanate from the table. But we saw little or nothing of each other in the summer of 1932. Larry came with my family and me to Sheepshead Bay where we rented a place for a couple of weeks. Then Larry got a job selling magazines that took him on a long trip west. He ended up with a friend of his family in Dallas. The friend gave him the $7 to pay a man who spent his time driving paying passengers around the country, and he arrived back in New York in December. We corresponded regularly during that time, writing nonsense letters decorated with funny drawings and addressing them with weird titles. Unfortunately, neither of us saved them for posterity. End.